अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
This is Chimes Radio, original podcast.
5 oceans, 7 continents and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags and lots more.
In this episode of Little Explorers, let's talk about the smallest island country of the world. It is Nauru, lying in the Pacific Ocean. Officially called the Republic of Nauru, it was earlier called Pleasant Island, lies exactly in the central Pacific Ocean. Its maritime neighbors are Banaba Island in Kiribati, Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea, Federated States of Micronesia, and the Marshall Islands. Its capital is Yeren. Official language is Nauruan, and the people living there are also called Nauruans. There are some really amazing things about this island country. Firstly, the size of this country. It's just 21 square kilometers. If you want to imagine how far it is a little distance that we cover within half an hour. Yes, this island is oval-shaped, which was a Germany annexee in close to 1888, which got its independence in 1968 and is the world's smallest independent republic. Historically, this country was discovered by a British navigator in the late 18th century. The country has just one airport, and the only railway line in the country is just 5 kilometers long. And it is one of those 22 countries which does not have an army. It is quite an isolated country. Around the 1960s and 70s, there were discussions happening to move the entire population of this country to Australia, because scientists thought that Nauru will not be suitable for human living by the mid of 1990s. But the citizens of this country were against the idea and they chose to stay, and they're staying till now. At one point in time, it was world's richest country per capita because there were a lot of phosphate reserves, but now those reserves have been exhausted. But it has become a country with a very small GDP. Talking about the people of this country, more than 70% of the population is obese. Thus, they are known to be the fattest country in the world. A very interesting thing is about newspapers in this country. Nauru does not have daily newspapers published. There are fortnightly editions that come. There's one television station called Nauru Television, which broadcasts shows from New Zealand and Australia. And there's a radio station as well, which also broadcasts shows from Radio Australia and the BBC. In this country, education is compulsory for children from 6 to 16 years. The island has just 3 primary schools and 2 secondary schools. There's also a university, but that's the campus of University of the South Pacific. Now let's quickly take a look at the flag of this country. Nauru's flag has a dark blue base with a thin yellow narrow horizontal stripe, which lies exactly at the center, and in the lower half towards the hoist side is a 12 pointed white colored star. So that's the flag of Nauru for us. For other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Little Explorers Podcast.